I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm glad you could join us today. Today is yet another netcast, another excursion into what I hope will be broadcast excellence. Well, if not excellence, then at least an attempt. It's better than nothing. Anyway, we have a show for you today. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Now, this show is going to be interesting for a lot of you, I trust. If it's not, then hey, you know, I'm really not doing my job. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on that. This week, we're talking about tech gone bad. That's our theme. Tech gone bad. You know, it sounds like girls gone wild. That's not what this is at all. Not even close. But it is tech gone bad. I had a problem on August the 6th. That's how long I've been preparing for this show. Takes me a while. Anyway, August the 6th, I kept noticing that day on the 6th, I was getting phone mail without ever having gotten a phone call. How does that work? You know what I'm saying? Normally it rings, I ignore it because I always do. And then it goes to phone mail, and then I check the phone mail to see if I really cared. And it didn't work this time because there was no ring on the phone. It just went straight to phone mail, and it was a spam dude or dudette that was leaving me stuff about, don't you want insurance? I'm like, no. Anyway, of course, I deleted it. But it was saying stuff. There was one of them that particularly that said, call this number back now. I'm like, no. I don't do things just because I'm told. I'm ornery. Anyway, here's what I said when I took to the old keyboard and began typing. As most of you know, I run a tech show on YouTube. This is what I posted on Facebook. Called DrBill.TV, the computer curmudgeon. I'm going to be talking about this on my show, and this is the show I'm talking about it on. But I wanted to put this on Facebook as well because it's so frustrating. Brr. I have been hit twice today with a new phone scam that I have been made aware of because they called me. Yes. Perhaps you've already had this happen. If you haven't, it probably will happen to you soon. The key here is that the phone never rings. You're just notified you have a voicemail waiting. When you listen to the voicemail, you're told some story. The two I heard today were both different, and you're asked to call a telephone number, at which point they probably scam you to no end, and of course, I did not call the numbers that I was given and told to call. The correct response is simply to delete the phone mail and go on about your business. What is so frustrating here is that no call blocking software blocks this yet. I have several on my phone, and neither of them stopped it. I understand there is legislation being considered to stop this practice. This is a case of tech development gone bad. I'm going to move this because I'm yelling. They are developing nuisance tech to try to reach us with their scams, and this one is particularly insidious. More to come on my show about tech gone bad this weekend. Well, as it turned out, it wasn't this weekend. This weekend, which is the following weekend, because I'm slow at getting things together for my Tech Gone Bad show. Next item in our Tech Gone Bad series of events, the issue with Google's control of search. As you know, my buddy that I used to work with called the other computer curmudgeon because I am the official No Substitutes TM computer curmudgeon. And this guy is not. Anyway, he's been sending me all kinds of information about how Google is trying to take over the world. What are you going to do tonight, brain? Same thing we always do, Pinky. Try to take over the world. That's, of course, Google. They're trying to take over the world. Now, of course, some people think that my buddy is a little crazy. But they think that about me as well. So it works out. To that end, Politico Magazine Online had a story in 2015, not exactly a recent article, but in 2015, how Google could rig the 2016 election. Now, of course, this is old news, as we are well past 2016, but I think that what it's talking about could in fact be used to sway future elections as well. The author, Robert Epstein, writes in the article that he had been directing research into Google. Sounds dangerous, and its ability to control opinions and beliefs based on its search algorithms. Does sound insidious, doesn't it? Anyway, what you search for and the response that you get are of great importance in how you proceed to perceive an issue. That's hard to say. Google has the ability, perhaps more than any other company in history, to control or shift voting preferences of undecided voters. Mr. Epstein indicates that in his view, they would have virtually no knowledge that they're being manipulated by the search results that they see. He then goes on to point out that because many elections are won by very small margins, this would give Google the power to flip upwards of 25% of national elections in countries worldwide. So it's not just an American phenomenon. His example is that in the United States, half of our presidential elections in the past have been won by margins under 7.6%. The fact that this could be done without the knowledge of the people doing searches using the Google search engine, to me, is what is most insidious about this scenario. Because our school systems have done a very poor job in teaching people critical thinking for themselves. That's me saying this. That's what I think. Most people tend to just surf the web, do searches on the search engines, and assume that what they're finding online is accurate information. It must be true. It's on the internet. Yeah. They don't question the source or the motivation of the people that are posting such information on the internet. Because of this, there's a real problem that people will be swayed by what they find on the Google search engine, on Facebook, on Twitter, even Instagram and Snapchat, that influences them without their ever even knowing they are being influenced. There's something about seeing an article written on a computer screen that tends to make people think that it must be true. This is a sad fact. But all of you have to do, it's poorly written, I wrote it poorly, I'm sorry, is critically look at the pharmaceutical advertisements on TV and what they're saying as well as what they're not saying, because it's as much what you don't say as what you say, that would give you an understanding or pretext about the drug they're trying to sell you. Make no mistake, the reason they're running the advertisement is to sell you their latest drug. That's the only reason they even go on the air. That's just one example of the kind of influence I'm talking about here. This is even more critical at a venue where people make the assumption that if they look at a search engine and the people providing the search engine have no, quote, skin in the game when it comes to providing a search response. This is, in fact, the way it should be. But unfortunately, it's not the way it really is. Google does have a political agenda. I mean, all you got to do is listen to what their higher-up executives are saying, and you know they have a political agenda. Now, you may agree with their political agenda. That's up to you. But they have an agenda, okay? So, that's why my buddy, the other computer curmudgeon, says we need to be very careful of Google. Actually, he's not that nice about it. He says they're out to take over the world. We need to take them out. Probably nuclear means. I'm putting words in his mouth. I'm sorry. That's not true. The key here is to be a critical thinker. This is the point. Think about what the person is saying, how they're saying it, what the most motivation is behind what they're saying, and how they are trying to influence you through what they're writing or presenting to you. If you don't see opposing views in what they are saying, you could be swayed because you think that's the only information there is about the particular whatever it is. See what I mean? There's always at least a minimum of two sides to everything. Probably way more than that. And you need to see all the sides to make your own decision based on your own personal worldview. I'm getting technical here. And then you can make decisions. But don't just accept it blindly, whatever it is. Okay, the next item, the case for DuckDuckGo. Now, I know DuckDuckGo. We talked about it before. It's a funny-sounding name for a search engine. But that's what it is. It's a search engine. Many people that are concerned about their online security and privacy while doing internet searches are switching to the alternative search engine called DuckDuckGo, there, which is located at, guess, https://duckduckgo.com. You guessed correctly. On their promotional page, they ask that users of the service spread information about why their friends should use DuckDuckGo's search engine. They say friends don't let friends get tracked. They also remind users that they need to tell their friends that Google does indeed track you and DuckDuckGo does not. Search should remain private and should not be targeted by advertisers. Have you ever noticed when you advertise or something that over in the advertising column, things start appearing? How do they do that? They do that with algorithms, not Al Gore rhythms. Al Gore playing a rhythm guitar. No. Algorithms. That's actually pretty funny. Anyway, DuckDuckGo actively blocks Google's hidden trackers, and Google trackers work on 75% of the top million websites. They indicate that their unbiased results are outside of the filter bubble that is typified by Google. DuckDuckGo is committed to unbiased search that's never based on your search history. And they ask that you spread the word that we all should stand up for a pro-privacy business model in the field of internet search. Yes, indeed. Now, you know, I have no skin in the game myself when it comes to DuckDuckGo. You can use whatever search engine you want. Excuse me. I just thought of my buddy. He uses Bing. How embarrassing. Could be worse. Could be using Yahoo. All right. Back in the day, we used Alta Vista. You don't even remember Alta Vista. You're too young to remember Alta Vista, I'm telling you. Probably. Anyway, Alta Vista was a good search engine. It was the only good search engine back then. It's frustrating. But anyway, DuckDuckGo at least is free of influence. For the most part, as far as I know. I only have their word for it, so I've got to be critical thinking myself. Anyway, using social media, this next item, not letting it use you. Have you ever thought about how you use social media? I hope so. Do you have a daily habit of checking Facebook or Twitter or Instagram? Is this necessarily bad in and of itself? It doesn't have to be, as long as it doesn't become an addiction. It can become an addiction. You know you're addicted if you have that gnawing feeling. I haven't checked my social media. You're in trouble if that's the way you look at it. I can go days and not even think about checking my social media, but then I'm a geezer. I actually have a life outside of social media. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So let's say you got busy and You had things going on in your actual life. Perhaps you didn't feel like sitting down and checking your social media. If so, you may be the exception and not the rule. It's surprising how many people can't let a day go by without checking their social media. Most of the time, let me get my phone out here as a prop. Most of the time, you see people going, they're constantly checking. It's like they're tied to this thing. It's sucking their brain into it. Not me. Most of the time, I don't even remember my phone. That's why I've got it rigged to let me know if I forgot it. Hey, dude, where are you going? Anyway, all of this can be a form of addiction. I'm not necessarily saying that you'll go into some sweating, shaking withdrawal if you don't check your social media. Maybe some of you will. I don't know. But just that little gnawing in the back of your brain may be an indication that addiction is a possibility. The bottom line is, I want to use social media, not let it use me. Okay? Another problem to consider is this. If you get all your information or even a large part of your information from social media, are you thinking about it critically? We go back to the point of thinking critically. I've mentioned that in the last several articles, the need for critical thinking. You need to ask yourself key questions like, who wrote what I'm reading? Were they just some hayraker from New Jersey? I pick on New Jersey. Or Rio Linda? Worse. Anyway, where did they get this information? I have no idea. They may have made it up whole cloth, for all I know. I mean, all of us have been to the point where we see a thing that says that some actor we really like had passed away. And then we start sending out, oh, man, so-and-so died. Isn't that a shame? And then you come to find out they're not dead. You know, they may be forgotten, but they're not dead. Haven't been on anything recently. So then you ask yourself, well, why did I think? Oh, that's right, I saw it on social media. See, there you go. You don't know your source. And then you finally need to ask yourself, is someone trying to influence me with this information? Or are they trying to actually say something that will get me to do something else or think something else? You need to think for yourself. That's the bottom line. All right. Now, next item. Google's AI can cause problems. This is an article written by Guillaume Chazelot, and I'm sure I completely butchered your name. I'm sorry, Guillaume. But he used to work for Google in their artificial intelligence recommendation engine. And he says that he believes, he actually worked on it, he believes that it is recommending things incorrectly based on, and I'm going to give you a synopsis of this instead of reading it to you. You can read the article on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. At any rate. So, hyper-engaged users that are really following some event or thing or whatever or thought process can basically vote up something on the search engine using this algorithm and cause people to think that this, whatever it is, this thinking is more popular than it might actually be. You see the problem? The AI itself is actually influencing the way people look at it because they see all these results of people saying a certain thing, and maybe it's just because whoever the users are that are constantly looking into this certain thing, whatever it may be, are just very hyper-engaged. And so they start influencing the way other people look at the whatever it is. I'm being vague. On purpose. It's not my job to get political here, one way or the other. No matter what your bent is. All right? But speaking of such things, let's look at something that's a tad bit more controversial. Last item here. Is Google shaping what is considered fair? Okay. The video that I linked to here on BitChute, which is an alternative to YouTube, that is not influenced by YouTube, obviously. This video could never have been on YouTube because it's criticizing Google and YouTube. But the idea is that Google, inside the walls of their offices, calls something fair, we'll put fair in quotes, fair only if it matches their own political opinion. So in other words, let's say that you are liberally biased and you presume that fairness is based on your bias. So if you are trying, really trying, to be fair, your bias sways what you believe is fair. Okay? Now, again, whether or not they're doing it on purpose isn't even the point. The point is, and maybe they are, but the point is that because they're determining fairness based on their own approach, their own opinion, their own belief of what is right or wrong in a given situation, then bias enters into the fairness of the point under discussion. So, whether you support President Trump or not, you might find this next item very disturbing, this link. Next time it may be your candidate or cause that is not considered fair, according to the powers that be's opinion. This project is on the is reported by a right-leaning organization called Project Veritas, which stands for Project Truth, Veritas being the Greek word for truth. They use hidden, I think it's Greek, maybe it might be Latin, I don't know, whatever. It's a foreign word for truth. They use hidden camera videos to expose the internals of many organizations like Planned Parenthood. Now they're exposing Google and its alleged left-leaning political agenda. Now, you may be left-leaning yourself, okay? And that's fine. But the shoe can end up on the other foot. You may think, well, Google may be left-leaning, but I'm left-leaning, so good for them. Well, okay, but what if some company that is right-leaning gets a hold of this kind of technology and starts using it and starts putting what they believe to be fair, whatever that is, in the place of your right, your left-leaning view. You see what I'm saying? Either way, it doesn't matter. We all must be free to express our opinions. Freedom of speech is just that, freedom. Make up your own mind about what is correct and truthful and fair, okay? Based on evidence presented to you personally. This is how tech can go evil, because people may be using it, whether intentionally or not intentionally, to influence you. I'm making you aware of these things. The old computer curmudgeon is making you aware of the issue. Okay? Now, you may say, that's just because you're a right-wing so-and-so. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But I don't care. I could be a left-leaning so-and-so, and I'd still be concerned about this. I could just be an old so-and-so. Who cares? The point is, you need to think critically. That's the whole message of this whole show, is to think critically. Okay? All right. There you go. So, I trust you had a good time today listening to my ramblings. They're important ramblings, things you need to think about. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.